Okay, so just to share a few thoughts on 3 weeks, Tisha B'Av. All these, most of what I'm going to share, I heard from the Rashiva. He used to say, better don't quote me than quote me incorrectly, so I quote him with looseness. Not really sure if I'm quoting him, but I'm saying what I said based on my recollections. There's a Medrash in Eicha that says that Nevuzradan, who was one of the generals of Nebuchadnezzar, was taking Klal Yisrael into Golus, taking them out of Eretz Yisrael a number of different times, three different times, and each time he saw Yirmiyahu HaNavi amongst the group of Klal Yisrael that was being taken into Golus, and each time he pulled them out of the group. The reason he pulled them out of the group is because Nebuchadnezzar gave him a tzivoy not to hurt Yirmiyahu HaNavi. After the third time of pulling him out of the group, so Nevuzradan says to Yirmiyahu HaNavi, he says, I have one of three possibilities to explain your behavior. Now, if I would ask anyone here, if I would ask anybody here, why was Yirmiyahu HaNavi, if he had this exemption, why was Yirmiyahu HaNavi putting himself together with the rest of Klal Yisrael that was being taken out into Golus and their chains and shackles, as the Medrash describes? Why was Yirmiyahu HaNavi, who had this free pass, putting himself together with the rest of Klal Yisrael? What would you say?
He felt bad. Suffering.
Yeah, he felt like he's part of Klal Yisrael. Pretty poshut. Nebuzradan, who Mustama was a pretty smart guy, he says to Yirmiyahu HaNavi, I have three possibilities to explain why you're behaving this way. The three possibilities, he says, I don't remember if this is the actual order, but he says, either you are a Navi Sheker. A little backwards thinking, but either you're a Navi Sheker and you didn't expect what you were predicting to really happen. Now that it's happening, you're so distraught, so you're suicidal, right? You hear that, Cheshvin? He's saying that's one possibility. That's, you're a Navi Sheker, even though exactly what you were telling Klal Yisrael is going to happen if they don't do tshuva. You weren't really expecting that to happen because you were a Navi Sheker. Now that it's actually happening, you're so distraught that you're suicidal. That's one possibility. The other possibility, he says, that you're trying to get me killed. Because if I hurt you, then I'm defying the command of Nebuchadnezzar. When he finds out that I hurt you, he's going to kill me. The other possibility is that you just enjoy inflicting pain upon yourself. You're a masochist. I remember the yeshiva tried to find the word, and Rabbi Kamen Sr. was sitting in the crowd. So when the yeshiva was in Shifte, he said, I'm a masochist. The yeshiva said, oh, masochist. Okay. So he was saying to him that maybe you're a masochist. So us sitting here hearing this story, we right away understand where Yirmiyahu HaNavi was coming from. Because we're part of Klal Yisrael. How many times are people checking Yeshiva World News and Matziv and what other sources are to see what's the latest update? Why are we doing that? Because there's a certain connection that we feel, an automatic, very powerful connection that we feel to the rest of Klal Yisrael that the Goyim can't relate to. So rather than come up with a Pashup Shat that we instinctively understand when we hear what Yirmiyahu HaNavi was doing, Nevuzradan had to come up with these wild pshatim because That's not the way the Goyim work. They don't relate to each other that way. They don't care about each other that way. We could have total strangers, but they're part of Klal Yisrael. We connect to them on a very, very, very deep level. You keep on hearing on the news how the people in Surfside were so happy that the IDF sent a group of 10 people to help with the search. Why? Because they're really much bigger experts now, because we have another 10 people. I heard. What? Exactly, because that's what they know. They know that this guy, who's not a firm Jew, he gives a whole speech about what's going on and how there's so much hope, and it doesn't mention one word about Hashem. Right? I don't know if you caught that, but this guy who gives a whole briefing to the families about how there's hope and this and how we're still searching, we're doing everything we can, doesn't mention one word about Hashem.
Who is this?
The guy, the IDF guy who gave the briefing. He gave a briefing to the families who are waiting for people to hopefully be uncovered in the rubble. So he was talking about how hopeful they are, not one word about Hashem. But every Jew there knows that if there's another Jew, regardless of the fact that he's completely irreligious, and he'll probably be, you know, throwing stones at the Haredim, or throwing stones back at the Haredim, but he knows that I have another Jew looking for a Jew, he's going to be looking on a whole completely different level. And that brings me comfort. Because all I know about him is that he's a Jew. But he came to look for us, now I know we're in good hands. Because we know how we connect. The way Jews connect is something that the Goyim have no shaykhs to relating to. And that's what Yirmiyahu HaNavi was doing, and Nebuzaradan couldn't relate to that. Okay, fine. So what do we do with that? So we could feel. So fine. So we'll check Yeshiva World News many, many times throughout the day. We'll even sign up for the WhatsApp updates, you know, and we'll even look at our phones during Seder to see what's going on, because we feel so connected. Okay, very nice. So we feel connected. Now what can we do with that? There's another Chazal, Benogea the Chorban, that when I'm not sure who it was, some delegation of the Gedolim and Klal Yisrael at the time, when they knew that the Churban Beis Hamikdash was expected to happen, so they sent a delegation to Huldah Hanaviyah to ask her to be mispalel to stop the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara with the Marsha, I forgot which part the Gemara says, which part the Marsha says, discusses why did they send to Huldah Hanaviyah? They could have sent to Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah was around. Why were they asking Huldah Hanaviyah to daven? They should have asked Yirmiyah to daven. And the answer was because Huldah was a woman, and women have higher levels of hargasha. So her tefillah could be a little bit different. So here we have Yirmiyahu HaNavi. I never really understood it, because in the different shmuzim, the Rosh Hashiva used it as a koach tzir. Here's Yirmiyahu HaNavi, who even Nebuzaradan couldn't understand the levels of hargosha he had for Klal Yisrael. Even Nebuzaradan couldn't relate to that, but that was because he was a guy, but we could all, I'm not sure, but the how you say, both shmuzim, but we'd say, look, here we have Yirmiyahu HaNavi, who was, even without that, he was on a very, very high madrega. He was Hashem's Navi. If anyone felt the Churban Beis HaMikdash, he was feeling the Churban Beis HaMikdash. His whole life was dedicated to stopping it. But the fact that he was a man and not a woman, his tefillah would have a little bit less hargasha. And they obviously felt that level hargasha that Huldah HaNaviyah would have might actually make the difference between preventing the Churban Beis HaMikdash or not preventing the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Unfortunately, it didn't prevent the Churban Beis HaMikdash, but there was a havmina, understanding the koach tefillah, understanding how much a hargasha could actually make a difference in the tefillah, there was a strong havamina that level hargasha could spell a difference in whether there's going to be a churban beis hamikdash and whether it's not going to be a churban beis hamikdash. The Mesillas Yesharim says, I believe it's in Shara Chasidus, that people should daven to bring back the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Pashas is, it's in Shara Chasidus, he's talking to Chasidim, and he's talking, saying how they have the ability to daven and bring back the Beis HaMikdash. But he brings a raya that each yachid has the ability to bring back the Beis HaMikdash, because he says, he quotes the famous point that lefikach nivra ha'adam yichidi, so that each person could say b'shvili nivra olam. So if each person could say b'shvili nivra olam, he could also be mispal to bring back the Beis HaMikdash. And that's not dafka said about the chassid. The raya would be a raya to any person. So it says any person has the koach of being able to be mispalel to bring back the Beis HaMikdash. We have our ability to tap into the tsar of Klal Yisrael, to really tap into the current tsaros of Klal Yisrael, to tap into the previous tsaros of Klal Yisrael, and really be margashin. The hargashas that we have could really be used to channel our tefillos and really bring back the Beis HaMikdash. That little extra hargasha could actually be what could make a tremendous difference. In terms of how the tefillah works, I think there's a very, very eye-opening message also in the Medrash Shereicha that shows us how tefillah works. When the Beis HaMikdash was being destroyed, so the Medrash tells us that Hashem told Yirmiyahu HaNavi, go to the Kibur Yavus, go to Eber Yarden, get Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, get Moshe Rabbeinu, and bring them here. He says, Hashem says, today I'm like a father whose only son died under the chuppah, and there's nobody here who could be misavel. Hashem is telling Yirmiyahu HaNavi, even you can't be misavel, even you don't understand my tzar. So if we think we'll ever really understand the churban beis hamikdash, we're not going to ever understand the churban beis hamikdash. But he says, go call Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov from their kever, and they'll be misavel. They'll be misavel with me. Shehen yodim livchos, they know how to cry. So Yirmiyahu HaNavi goes to the Kibur Yavus, he goes to Hebron, he goes to Maris and Achpelah, and he gets the Yavus, he goes to Eber Yarden, he gets Moshe Rabbeinu, skipping some nice parts of the Medrash, but the Medrash says that Avram Yitzchok started davening. So Avram brings in the schos of the Akedah. Yitzchak brings in the schos of the Akedah. Now, to put this in perspective, the Akedah is known as the schos in Klal Yisrael that we constantly are turning to when we need a schos. If you just think about the Yom Noram, how many things we do during the Yom Noram as a zecher for the Akedah, the laning on Rosh Hashanah is the Akedah. We do Tashlich by water, Zecher to the Satan who's trying to stop Avram Avinu by putting bodies of water in front of him on his way to the Akedah. We use the shofar as the ram's horn Zecher to the Akedah every day in Aseret Yemei Teshuva. There's a whole paragraph in Slichos, which is actually the paragraph that we skip too, not one of the paragraphs that we skip, that you know it's talking about the Akedah because on top it says Akedah. But you know, so there's a tremendous amount. There's a paragraph in Musaf about the Akedah. The Akedah is the go-to schus of Klal Yisrael. So Avram tried the Akedah, Yitzhak tried the Akedah, and it didn't work. Yaakov Avinu starts being mispalel, and he says, "Hashem, I had a very difficult life." Yaakov Avinu actually had quite a difficult life. I was actually talking to a Talmud here in the yeshiva a while ago who had a difficult life, and he says to me, "Rebbe, Hashem hates me." And he had a very difficult situation, a number of difficult situations. So I didn't know what to say. And then it hit me, let me try this. I said to him, I know a guy that his wife died in childbirth. His son went missing for decades. He thought he was dead. He had to go into hiding for many years because his brother was trying to murder him. He was in business with his family for many, many years, and his own uncle ripped him off nonstop. He was a wealthy man, and there was a tremendous economic disaster, and he basically couldn't put food on his table, had to pick up and travel somewhere else with his entire family because he simply couldn't put food on his table. His daughter was abducted and abused. "You think Hashem loved this guy?" He says, "I know, it doesn't sound like it." I said, "Well, that was Yaakov." He's like, interesting. But that was Yaakov. And basically, Yaakov, I don't think he mentioned all those pratim, but Yaakov says to Hashem, he says, "I had a very, very difficult life raising my children, and how could this be going on now?" And the Mefarshim explain that Yaakov Avinu was not coming midarach any schus, right? He could have said, "I was, love and garti v'tarig mitzvah shemarti." Yaakov Avinu didn't come with any schus. Yaakov Avinu was purely coming from trying to be ma'or the rachmanos of Hashem. And he was telling Hashem, "I had a difficult life. I suffered a lot for my kids. These are their descendants. Please take care of them." All Yaakov Avinu was trying to do was trying to be Ma'or Hashem's Rachmanis by saying, "Hashem, look how much I suffered. How could this be happening to my children right now?" People often ask the question that if the previous generations, their tefillos couldn't bring back the Beis HaMikdash, how's our tefillos going to bring back the Beis HaMikdash? There are plenty of different answers to that, but if we come to tefillah through this perspective, there's no kasha, because the further away we get, the more tzaros there are to add to the list. There was no Meron last Tisha B'Av. There was many more people still alive before COVID last Tisha B'Av. There was no Surfside last Tisha B'Av. There are many tzaros that we could add to the list, and we know that all tzaros that happened to Klal Yisrael is connected to the fact that we're in Golus, that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We see here the koach ha-tefillah of being Ma'or Hashem's Rachmanus. Yaakov Avinu, after seeing that the Akedah wasn't going to be enough, he said, "Let me try this angle." Mustama, his Havamina was right that it's a more powerful koach ha-tefillah. It wasn't actually successful, but that is a very powerful approach to use through Ma'or Hashem's Rachmanus. Putting things together, we have the ability to tap into Klal Yisrael's tzaros. We naturally do tap into Klal Yisrael's tzaros. We could use it to be ma'orer our hargashas in tefillah. The greater our hargashas are in tefillah, it might be that hargasha that actually makes a difference as to whether we are bringing back, we could, and that hargasha could actually make the difference if we, in bringing back the third base in Mikdash. And that hargasha is very appropriate to use in this technique of tefillah, of connecting to the tzaros of Klal Yisrael, and coming to Hashem and saying, "We can't handle it anymore," really feeling that tzar, and just trying to be ma'or Hashem's rachmanas. It doesn't have to be b'derech schus. If we're coming with schusim, you're right, we might not be bigger tzaddikim than the previous doros, but we have more tzaros to add to the list. And if we really have those hargashas, we have the ability to be ma'or Hashem's rachmanas like Yaakov Avinu was trying to do, and Emirat Hashem bring back the third base of Mikdash. Have a wonderful night.